I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at phrasal verbs that we might hear or we might use in the classroom. This could be for school or university. These are really common phrasal verbs. You might hear these, of course, in school or university, but they can be used in other places and situations. However, today I really want to focus on using these phrasal verbs in the classroom specifically. Okay, I have 10 phrasal verbs for you. Here's the first, and this is to tell someone off. To tell someone off, which means to speak angrily to someone who has done something wrong. Typically, a teacher will tell off a student if they do something wrong. For example, the teacher told me off for chewing gum in class. Notice how we need also the object of the sentence. The teacher told me off for chewing gum in class, or the teacher told the student off. Next is to hand in. To hand in something, which means to submit some homework maybe, or an assignment. For example, you must hand in your essays by Friday morning. To hand in. Next is to hand out, and this is to distribute something. Often in the classroom, this will be photocopies of a worksheet, or a document, or something useful for the students. An example sentence, the teacher might say, I'm going to hand out the photocopies, so make sure you all have a copy. Next is two phrasal verbs, which are more or less the opposite, and they are to sit down and to get up. So obviously, again, this applies to other situations, but you might hear this in the classroom as an instruction from a teacher. The teacher might say to you, sit down, if you keep walking around the classroom when you should not be. So they would say, sit down. They might also say, please don't get up until I tell you to, or until the bell rings, don't get up. So with these, often it's an instruction to the students. Okay, we're halfway through. Let's look at the next one, which is to drop out. And this means to quit a course. For example, I decided to drop out of university after the first year as I wasn't really interested in the subject. You might drop out of school, out of university, out of college. Next is to fall behind. To fall behind on work, usually, which means to fail to do the work in time. So you might fall behind if you are ill or you miss classes for another reason. And if you fall behind, then you need to catch up, which is another really good phrasal verb, to catch up, which means to work quickly in order to reach the same place as the other students. So I'll give you a sentence with both of those phrasal verbs. I fell behind in the course because of illness, but I managed to catch up by studying extra hard every night. Next is to keep up. To keep up. And here we have the context of keeping up with other students, to be able to learn at the same pace, the same speed as the other students. An example sentence, I found it difficult to keep up as maths was not my strongest subject and everyone else in the class was more advanced. I found it difficult to keep up. And the final phrasal verb for you is to go over something. We can also say to go through something. And this means to review or to revise something that you have already done. For example, let's go over what we studied in the last class. Okay, so there you have some really useful phrasal verbs to use and to hear in the classroom. Remember, you can use these in other situations, but they are particularly common in the classroom. So that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you are interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all the details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.